Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Celebrity news to help you get through the rest of the week, y'all. And we also got Ricky Smiley in the house. Yeah. And of course, we got Heidi and Frank on the left coast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Later on, it looks like Nicki Minaj kept her promise and is Shia LaBeouf signing papers. Ooh, Lord, it seemed like we got a whole lot to talk about, y'all. But first, Heidi, what's going on over there, lady?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, yesterday was a super emotional day for everybody, I think, especially around here because, you know, everybody's favorite TV dad, Bill Cosby, favorite TV dad turned sex offender, 81 years old, got convicted of drugging and raping Andrea Constand 14 years ago, and he was convicted to 3 to 10 years in prison. He's the minimum 3 years. He could serve as much as 10 years in prison. And
wow.
20 minutes after that came down from the judge, he was denied bail as well. So it wasn't even like, you go home and we'll figure things out. No, he was to appeal. He went straight to prison. He is in a state penitentiary. And he's actually the first person accused of the Me Too movement to actually go to jail. Bill Cosby. Can you imagine?
It's still hard to believe.
It's hard to believe. My childhood show. That was one of my comfort shows. Like, if it's on, I feel like
I'm not saying it's not true. It's just hard to believe and just wrap our minds around
that. Right.
Yeah, I tell you, when I was sitting at home and I, you know, no matter how I feel about him being guilty, whether he did it, he's serving his time.
Yeah.
But when I saw that picture come down, I just had so many mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, because I can see
he's your dad.
Yeah, and then you just see the sadness in his face, and it's just like the end of an era, like the end of a part of your childhood.
And then we have to also think about the victim that was violated as well. And, you know, for me, you know, it's just, I mean, because that was the only dad some of us ever had, well, a positive African-American figure.
Right.
Heath Cliff Huxtable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And the messed up part is, like, the way, like, media works. Like, we completely throw away all the positives and we will only be known for the negative at this point.
The first night in prison, here's what he has for dinner. I'm not kidding, by the way. This is not a joke. This is the real deal. Cosby's first meal was a chicken patty with gravy, mashed potatoes, vegetables, iced tea, and vermicelli pudding.
Yeah, no way.
They served him
pudding. Come on, dude. He's got to let that go.
That meal sounds pretty good. A chicken patty with some gravy.
Yeah, with some mashed potatoes.
Gravy and some iced tea.
Sounds pretty good.
I'll cook that when I go home.
Actually, pudding is what his new cellmate calls him. He's like, here's some blue eyeshadow and hold it in my pocket.
I'm going to be putting this in and putting that in. Putting it in and putting that
there. Everybody's going to be putting it in.
Well, moving on to something a little bit more celebratory. Will Smith made it to 50 years old, man. That's crazy.
Congratulations on your life.
He celebrated his birthday by cheating death. Now, he bungee jumped from a helicopter over the Grand Canyon while the world watched live on YouTube. Take a look.
Sir. Great. Going all the way.
Never look down.
No.
Okay, we're going to run around.
What that just did to my nerves.
Sweaty.
It was stressful just watching.
Me too. I'm sweating.
Of all the days he could have picked to do that too, because if something bad would have happened to Will Smith, yesterday would have been like Black 9/11. Like, what's to lose Bill Cosby and Will? To lose Will and Bill?
Oh my God. See, the bungee part, like the jumping, the falling once, okay. But when he had to bounce up and bounce
back. That's the fun part. That's going down so hard, that rush back up.
But you have to really trust those damn people who hooked you up.
And you can't lie about your weight either. You got to lie. You got to tell the truth about your weight when you're bungee jumping, because they, depending on the cord and the length and the stretch and all that. So
and we're a lot of women
used to lying about our weight. You better go a little heavier.
So to do this at 50 years old, do you already, when you hit 50, feel like you're cheating death because you live to be 50, so you're willing to do stuff like this? Is that
time.
The new thing?
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm like, when he was at the side, I feel like he was like, he wanted to renege, but you can't, because now you got the world.
Yeah,
the
got
world
pressure.
Is watching
we
now.
Want you can't punk
you
out live.
You gotta do it.
If you're gonna die, you're gonna go out like
this.
This
how
you
gotta go.
That's right.
Well, it looks like actress Garcelle Bouvet is in hot water, y'all. She posted a throwback photo on social media of her and Will Smith sharing a steamy kiss from the 1999 movie Wild Wild West with the caption, "A birthday kiss for the birthday boy."
Wait.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My goodness. Well, y'all, Jada fans were not happy and urged the actress to take it down.
Oh,
yes, take it down. Garcelle clapped back saying, "Okay, guys, it was supposed to be a funny post. My bad if I offended anyone. If you are my followers, you know that I'm all about lifting up people and positive. Being human, I made a mistake.
Okay.
Have a beautiful, blessed day."
Now why she has to apologize when she was just genuinely sending Will Smith a happy
that
birthday? They
genuine.
Shot a scene together. Marsha, please.
It was years ago. I was super sensitive about this when I first saw it. But then I realized maybe it's a joke, because Vivica also posted herself kissing him from a movie they did together, too. So now I was like, maybe Jada got something to do with this, and it's like a funny thing.
So
Jada is unbothered, honey. Trust me.
Yeah, but a coup de grace, the guy who he kissed in 6 Degrees of Separation should have posted a picture with
him. He should have, too.
This wasn't a picture from when, if they dated in real life, and like a picture from them. This was a movie they
did together.
This wasn't a picture of them canoodling out on the street.
Let me clear this up and tell you why Heidi thinks like this. Because Heidi has a picture of my testicles. And for my birthday, she reposted that picture with party hats on each of my is that okay?
Well, here's the only thing. Here's why I did that. Because he had a picture of me and my lady parts in a bathing suit, and he made that jumbotron at an event we did, and the whole world got to see my lady, the crease of my lady.
It was a white bikini bottle.
So that was a...
Are y'all friends?
No!
Shia LaBeouf and actress Mia Goth are getting divorced after 2 years of marriage.
Now, I know we work in entertainment news, but I'm gonna raise my hand and tell y'all right now, didn't even know they were married.
You didn't?
No.
I knew.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah, I've been married 2 years. A rep for the Transformer star says the separation is amicable. I know it's hard to believe with Shia involved,
but it
is.
Yeah.
And now this news of the divorce came after DailyMail.com caught Shia leaving the home of FKA Twigs. So maybe there was something going on there. Maybe that's what's led to the divorce.
Well, that doesn't look good. Leaving another woman's home while we're married.
That pair met on the set of a movie earlier this year and have been getting pretty cozy.
I'm sick of these damn men, honey, meeting these women on the set. Now, that's just going to be ridiculous, honey. I mean, FK Twigs, honey, her milkshake must bring all the boys to the yard.
And they're like, it's better than yours. And they're like, it's better than yours. So, what, Ricky, Frank, what would your explanation be if you got caught leaving another woman's house and you're married? I mean, how do you get yourself out of that?
Yeah, Ricky, how do you get out of
that? Yeah, Ricky, how do you get out of that?
I mean, how would you get out of that?
I was telling my GPS sent me to the wrong
place. I was going to pick up a pizza, and I...
Are you Uber eating now?
Yeah.
Well, up next, Nicki Minaj finally pays it forward, and for $40, you too can feel like Meghan Markle. We'll tell you how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
What's up? Now, y'all remember a couple weeks ago when Nicki pledged to give $25,000 to actor Jeffrey Owens because of his job shame for working at Trader Joe's?
Yeah. An honorable deed.
Yeah, well, people at first was like, yo, where's the money?
Right.
Well, Nicki finally wired those funds to Jeffrey.
Hey.
And he now has $25K in his account. And in a move that is pure Alvin, He donated the funds, man. He paid it forward. Now, Jeffrey
said, no, he didn't want my damn money.
Jeffrey said, I would like to give this donation of $25K to the Actors Fund in memory of the late, great Earl Hyman, who played Cosby's father, Russell, on The Cosby Show. I'm extremely grateful to Nikki for enabling struggling actors to continue pursuing their dreams.
That's really nice.
Wasn't that really
That's great, because guess what he did?
What?
He took forever to give me the damn money. Tyler offered me a 10-series job. I don't need your $25,000.
I love him, but I feel like that was a rude move. All you had to do was tell her, hey, you send it to charity. Why have her write the check to you? Then you write the check to the charity. Like, come on.
He hadn't even shot the 10 episodes.
He ain't shot it yet.
You don't know what's going to happen, bro. You got 25 grand.
No, but Tyler money is good.
No, but the season has not ended. What if you shoot your first episode and they decide they don't like you?
And it's not guaranteed. They kill you off. That's right.
Yeah. Of course, she got killed off in the jaw. In the
I sure got killed. Yeah. Wow. And let me tell you, I thought I did so good. When they were like, you still got to die, I was like, all right, y'all. Well, someone we know wants to change their name after 68 years. They want to be on a first name basis with America, just like Beyonce, Madonna, and Cher. I'm talking about Dunkin' Donuts.
Wow.
Here we go, y'all. They want to be called Dunkin', so just drop off the donut part. Yeah, but don't worry. They are still going to sell all the munchkins and coffees that you can consume. What y'all think about this?
I'm cool with that, because Dunkin' is the name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if donuts ain't on it, it don't matter, because they sell everything and donuts.
They do.
That's true.
Their breakfast is real good.
I went to a Dunkin' Donuts and bought some rims. Chicago, baby.
Don't say you was in Chicago.
I don't think they should take the donuts off, because that's what they're known for.
Right.
Or whatever, you know, because now Dunkin' Donuts have competition.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to, you know, keep your customers that, you know, been rocking with you for years, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, but don't, you know. Don't.
You're right, because don't mistake it. Some of the millennials may not know about Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
You know, because Krispy Kremes can't just be called Krispy. We need a Krispy Kreme sign so we'll know that they hot so I can go in there and get them.
Because if it was just Krispy, we definitely showed up there for like a 10-piece.
Want some chicken.
Dark.
Yeah. Chicken.
All flats.
Listen, ladies, if you want to feel like royalty, you may want to put this on your holiday list, because even Buckingham Palace knows that the Meghan effect can bring in some coins, child. So Buckingham Palace's Royal Collection, the company in charge of its official gift shop, has created a ring called the Palace Statement Ring, which was inspired by the Duchess of Sussex wedding ring. And, y'all, it's available for the very low price of only £30, which is $40 U.S. dollars.
What? Do we get this on MorningSave.com?
The ring has three sparkling crystals set in palladium-plated metal. So, do we think women would want a $40 replica of the Duchess of Sussex?
How much do it cost to get rid of gangrene once it tames your dad?
Right.
Okay, the hospital bill gonna cost more than that.
A ring is a ring. $40, you
can
buy. You can buy a house. You can go ahead and get you a couple of jet skis. You know what I'm saying?
And wear a fake ring? If you're going to buy me a ring, let it at least be real. It could be real small before it's fake.
But it needs to be real.
I need a real stone,
darling. Fake. Plastic is real plastic.
Yeah, it takes effort to make it.
So the ring is not, the ring is not fake. Ain't no such thing as a fake ring.
And
no matter what it's made out of,
it's a
ring.
Okay, let's give you a fake boat. It still floats.
Yes, honey. He loves me. He loves me not, honey. After the break, Taraji P. Henson will tell you how to know if you found the one. Be right back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Empire is back tonight for season 5, and of course, our girl Taraji P. Henson was out promoting it. Now, this week, she stopped by to view the dish on how she knew her fiancé, Kelvin Hayden, was the one. Take a look.
When did you know he was the one?
We had this moment, and I shut him down for 4 months. I literally was like, look, dude, I, you know, and he fought.
I mean, he was relentless. He made three different emails. And you know, ladies, have you ever broke up with a guy and you know deep down you wish he'd come to the door and fight for you?
Yes.
He did it, and I said, that's the one.
That's right. Oh, wow.
Now he got three different emails.
So he must have made her mad at some point, and he was just...
Well, I think she didn't say what made her mad about, like, something he did more than they had been together for a little bit. And she was like, look, I ain't got time to play with you. You want to be with me or not?
Well, he knew exactly what he was doing. He probably broke her. He said, I'm going to get her eventually because she got money.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. He's a football player. Right, so he could have some coins still saved up, Gary.
I'm sure she ain't taking care of him.
She didn't buy the ring.
Right.
And you saw that nice watch and Cartier bracelet.
She didn't say he bought those.
But there was such a double standard, though, because if that dude didn't have anything going on for himself, it was unattractive, it would be considered stalking.
Right,
if
right.
If he worked
at Jiffy Lube, he would be in jail.
Well, what do you do to let a woman know that you are in love with her? What do you do? What's Ricky's thing?
I mean, edible arrangements. You know, go to the cemetery, get some flowers if you don't have them from a fresh
cemetery.
Grave.
No, what?
No. Oh, yeah.
No, what? Oh, no, Ricky. None of that's going to work.
When they do that, they throw the flowers away anyway.
Remind me to never get a flower from your ass again.
That's why you
showed a thumb one time. Let me find out.
Oh, Lord. Were they carnations?
Fresh. Okay. Fresh off the casket, baby. Fresh off the casket.
Oh, my God.
All right, so y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And guess what, guys? I have the perfect solution for when you're tired and need a quick massage on the go.
Tell us what it is.
Well, it's the PCH Life 16 Channel 10's unit. It uses electrical impulses to massage muscles. Now, this set features 16 different massage modes that mimic everything from Swedish to Shiatsu professional massage styles. It has a rechargeable lithium battery and discreet design, making it easy to take on the go.
Okay, that sounds amazing. What else does it come with?
Well, it's perfect for leaving aches and pains and relaxing at the crib at the end of the day. It features massage shoes for targeting tired muscles in your feet, and it has dual channels so you can target multiple areas at once.
Oh. Well, you know I can use this. How much is it?
Well, everybody out there, hold on to something stable. Usually the PCH Life 16 Channel 10 unit usually goes for $300. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Wow.
$29.
You're going to make it.
Don't fall out.
That's a hell of a deal.
Give them some
air. Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. After the break, Heidi and Frank will tell you what celebrity is blaming Cheetos for his latest problem. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, rapper Lil Xan was rushed to the hospital for an apparent overdose, but no, it's not what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Lil Xan ate too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and apparently it tore the lining of his stomach. He started vomiting blood, so he had to be rushed to the hospital. So my question is, have you ever eaten anything that made you completely ill?
Number one, if you're a rapper, I think you don't get much street cred when you're like, yo, OD. Whoa, on what?
Cheetos.
You're just like, whoa, man, rap a song about
even
that.
Even Chester Cheeto's like, what?
I don't know if this is an old wives' tale or if this happened, but do you remember when the rumor would go around that some kid, like, died eating Pop Rocks and mixing it with soda?
Yeah, that was not
so
true.
So when you have a Pop Rock, there are these candies that you put in your mouth and you open your mouth and they, like, crackle like bacon, you know?
But the rumor was if you drank it with Coca-Cola, then your head would explode.
Yes, you would die instantly. Your insides would just explode. So, I mean, I don't know if that was true or not, but Flamin' Hot Cheetos can melt your stomach lining. I mean, how many you eat?
Do you even believe this story is true, or is he just trying? I mean, this is the first I've heard of Lil Xan, or is he getting prepared to have a new track drop, his cover of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire? Because if you eat that many Cheetos, you're going to have a Ring of Fire.
Yeah, or he got a new Preparation H hemorrhoid commercial, endorsement or something.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.